let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. With us on today's program, Carol Ann Rice, author of the delightful Christian children's book, The Ladybug and the Bully Frog. Carol Ann is the mother of two, grandmother of twin girls, certified chaplain with a certificate in spiritual direction from the Rich and Mercy Institute in Colorado Springs. Carol Ann runs a women's weekly prayer group on Wednesday nights in her home called the Women of the Well. She's the author of The Song of Solomon the Snail, to which The Ladybug and the Bully Frog is a sequel. She enjoys the process of writing, making characters come alive to share a message of meeting challenges and struggles and overcoming them with faith and prayer. Carol Ann Rice, author of The Ladybug and the Bully Frog, joins us on This Week in America. Carol Ann, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Well, thank you so much for having me on your program today. I truly appreciate you spending this time and discussing my books, and I think that's wonderful. Thank you again.
Well, you're welcome. It is our pleasure. These are important books which have great messages so well delivered to young people. Tell us a little bit about the book. I don't want to give away too much, but really interesting characters, great story, and there's a message there. Tell us about the book, The Ladybug and the Bully Frog.
The Ladybug and the Bully Frog was created when thinking about one of my favorite stories in the Bible. It's about where one of the wonderful women of the Bible had a great ability to be able to stand up to the king. And she was so strong in her spirit that when reading the story about her, and her name is Esther, and Esther was a very strong woman in herself, but she was called to do something which takes a lot of courage. And when, you know, the character of the ladybug, she had to have a lot of courage in order to be able to stand up to the bully. So Esther, in reading about Esther, I used to find for even myself in my life and where God has brought me to go through several times with, I'm a line of duty widow with the New York City Fire Department. I became a widow 41 years ago when my husband was killed fighting a fire. And my children, my son was 8, my daughter was 4. I needed a lot of courage to be able to stand up and to speak to people, speak to the fire department and speak to the newspaper people. And, you know, when you don't have that background and all of a sudden you're thrust into that background and you have to fight for certain things that, you know, you would not have to do before when your husband was alive. So in coming to know some of the brave women in the Bible, it helped me in my life to be able to recognize the need for that standing up for oneself and having the courage to do so. So the ladybug was created, I am the ladybug, and it was created in thinking about children and thinking the importance of children who are bullied so terribly today by other children who have nothing but fear, so much fear in their lives. And so in order to be able to help people, you know, parents, and when the parents read this book, they can relate even in their own lives about times when they were growing up and having, you know, bullies confront them. So here is this bully frog representing, you know, what has happened to him in a community where he was accepted, and then all of a sudden somebody decides, we're not going to accept you. And that hurts. And the pain from that and the rejection and the abandonment from that creates anger. And so this bully frog, then he decides, well, I'm going to show everybody that I don't need you. And that's not true, because we all need each other. We're all relational. And we need to be relational, especially when it comes to children and understanding, you know, what they need. So here comes this ladybug, this tiny little bug, who has more courage in her to be able to stand up to that frog and tell him what he needs to know. And what he needs to know is to be able to hear the mighty, wondrous voice of love, because it is love that changes us. And I know for myself that I was extremely angry when my husband was killed. It took my right arm away from me and my best friend. And there's a lot we can't understand and have to grow under these extreme circumstances. Well, sometimes children can't understand either. And my children couldn't understand, you know, where was their dad they loved? And they became angry. So anger is a way that fuels that fire in us that makes a decision we're going to lash out and get even. And that only hurts us. So I hope that explains, you know, somewhat about these characters.
Yeah, they are. I really, it's interesting to get the backstory of where these characters came in your mind and how they developed. Mrs. Ladybug Dot and the idea for Bully, the bully frog named Milton. And I mentioned this is the second book that you've written, the first one, The Song of Solomon the Snail. Two of the main characters from that book show up in this one as well. Is this the last book, or will there be a second one in a longer series?
Well, there is another book that is in the making at the moment, and it is being taken care of by my illustrator, Charles Burton, and Charles is a great guy. I mean, I was so blessed to have had him in my life, and he's a gift. My first book, I was wondering just how I was going to be able to portray these characters that came from my mind under, you know, circumstances. Sometimes, you know, and the pain in life produces a gift.
Yes.
And so with this third book that is coming out, we're hoping that it will be for the new year. Charles is working on the characters. They're also very wonderful. He's such a delightful man to work with the characters. He's always suggesting some great things, you know, to be able to have these characters come alive. And, you know, children, when they see them, I run them by my nieces and nephews. And the younger ones want to touch them. You know, they want to, it's as though they're actual living characters. And it's funny when they experience the books. But, you know, Charles is, like I said, working on this is the third book. And hopefully we'll see that soon.
A very talented illustrator, Charles Burton, that's working with Carol Ann on the book, The Ladybug and the Bully Frog, working on another project. Tell me a little bit more about Solomon Snail. Here's the title character, really plays a pivotal role in the story, in the sequel. Talk about him. Here's a sage character, a wise character. Why did you make the snail so important?
Well, actually, this book came about because of a situation that I was going through in my life, very emotional time. And as I was thinking on this particular problem that was existing in my family, it was about being rejected. And so as I was thinking about this and I was praying about how I was going to be strong enough to be able to get over my emotional self. And what came to me in the course of prayer was thinking about my grandfather. And my grandfather played a major role in my life as a child. When I was 5 years old, my grandfather in the summertime would come for a date, and he would take me out to the city in Manhattan where they had push carts, and we would do shopping for the day because there was no huge supermarket chains or any of that. You purchased your food day to day. And so my grandfather would take me to the push carts in New York City, and we'd go to the fish market. And in the streets, there would be these baskets filled with all sorts of crabs and snails and so forth. And my grandfather would say to me, pick a snail. And we'd take it home in a brown paper bag, and it became my pet. And when thinking about it, was though God was saying, think on this. Think on how your grandfather played a major role in your life. Think about the snail. And the snail my mother would put in a bowl and put a little water and some lettuce in there for it. And eventually, during the course of the week, the snail would get out of the bowl and it would creep down the side of the building of which I lived in. And so my grandfather would find that my pet escaped. And he would take me back to the fish market.
Yes.
He'd say, don't worry about a thing, and we'll go back to the fish market and we'll get another one. But what came to me was about Solomon. And Solomon was a very wise king. And the Song of Solomon in the Bible, always, I would always reflect upon the love of this man for this woman and how much love my grandfather had for me and how he took care of me. But most of all, how this pet, thinking about how clever this pet was, that it took its time, it was slow, as it meandered out of the bowl and down the side of the building. And also in thinking about the Song of Solomon the Snail in the Bible. So between the both, I began to write. And I prayed about what I was writing. And the book was written in a day, believe it or not.
Wow.
It was so, God said to me, I'm going to show you the gift that I have for you. The gift that you had as a child. It's now going to be a greater gift in your life. And you're going to be able to write about the snail who hears the mighty, wondrous voice of love. It was love that I heard. It was always love in my life that I had heard to propel me to go forward, to create. We all have gifts inside of ourselves. But we spend too much time looking at the outer courses of the pain in our life,
yes,
rather than experiencing the joys that we have and being grateful for that. So that book was written in a day. I couldn't believe it myself. If anybody would have told me prior to my turning 70 that I would be an author, I would have said to them, I don't think so.
Well, and you are, and a successful one. Carol Ann Rice is our guest on the program. The book is The Ladybug and the Bully Frog that we're talking about specifically. Boy, the time is going by so quickly. And the book emphasizes the importance of prayer. We don't often see that in children's literature. How important is prayer, and how important is it then to teach prayer to young people?
I have always felt, and even with my own children and raising them on my own, that having prayer in your life, knowing that there is a God who loves you so much and wants the best for you. And children need to know that, especially because there's so many influences in the world that pull them away from God and want them to understand there is no God. You don't have to answer to anybody. And that's not true. Because God does exist, and God always existed in my own life, and I can remember as a child growing up in the public school system, we always had prayer. I grew up knowing the 23rd Psalm in the fourth grade in public school. And there was no problem with children and with us praying in the course of the day. It made a huge difference. We knew that there was God above watching over us and wanting to help us. And even with the testing, the teacher would say to us, well, maybe we should pray about that.
Yes.
And prayer does wonderful things in children's lives. It helps them to understand that not only does God love them, but he also has greater plans for them. And so when we think in terms of praying, that time, that special time, it pulls us away from all the stress and all the worries and all the fears that children have. And it brings them into a place in their self, in their minds and hearts, that God is there to help you. He's always there to help you. And he was always there to help all of us. And our teachers would teach us how to be kind to each other, how to care about your neighbor, how to extend your hand to your neighbor. And so as time went on, all of that was taken. And it's up to the parents to be able to teach the children the importance of prayer. We need God in our lives. Children need God in their lives. And so I know these books that God has given me to write for children, not only for children, but also for adults, to say to the adults, think on this. If God can do this in my life, what can he do in yours?
Well, these books are such a vehicle to do just that. And I was thinking that very thing as you were talking there. And boy, that... a couple of minutes left. Time has gone by way too quickly. You bring in another theme and talking about prayer as a two-way conversation. Talk a little bit about that. And again, we don't have a whole lot of time, but that's so important, speaking and listening.
Yes. Yes, because if it wasn't for the part, for that part of myself that was able to listen, to be still, to be quiet, we can hear God's voice, because I know that I heard God telling me that how much he loves me, how much he loves what I do, and taking that time away, the importance of sitting down and just being still. We pray, we ask, we say, God bless us in a mighty way. God hears that and he answers. It's a miracle in my life. These books are a miracle, and I'm grateful to a God who loves us so much that he could want to use anyone to be able to say, I am here, I exist. Like I said, you know, Rick, I never would have thought in my life that from the pain that I went through with my husband's death, that God would ever turn my life around. He can take anything, and he could make it for good. Those who love him.
Well, and that's exactly what has transpired with these two books, and a minute or so left here. When do you feel the third book will be out there as well? And again, you've got your illustrator back. That's so important because he just really complements your story. When can we expect the next book to be available?
Well, hopefully Charles, who is working diligently on this book, and you know, he's a very sought after guy. He's got such a great personality, and he not only has my book, but he has others. So I'm being very patient with him, and you know, he's always kind of like giving you a heads up as to when the book, you know, he feels the book will emerge. I feel that it's in God's time. God has a time for everything. And I believe that when Charles Burton is finished with the book, it will be the time for that book to emerge. Because I know from the past books and wondering when those books were going to be birthed. Well, the same goes for this one. And it's very unusual. It's got a great storyline. And the characters in there are funny. It has a different twist in there, but it also comes with a message from God. So I'm very happy to have Charles in my life. And he's such an encouraging man. He really is. very encouraging, and constantly telling me, Caroline, you have to keep writing. You just have to keep writing, you know. But I say, God willing.
Well, I mean, looking forward to that, you're touching so many people with the book, The Song of Solomon the Snail, the new book we just talked about, the Ladybug and the Bully Frog. You'll find both those available at Amazon. Soon to be a third book written by our guest on the program, Carol Ann Rice. The book, again, available at Amazon. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll be able to link on, get information on the book. It's been a pleasure having you with us on the program, sharing your story. This book is, both of these books, so wonderful for children to read, for parents to read, for parents to read to their children. This is just such a book, two books that are done so well. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. May you have a very blessed day, and everyone else.
You as well, and happy holidays, and look forward to having you back on the program to talk about your new book, the book today, The Ladybug and the Bully Frog by Carol Ann Rice, our guest on the program. Information, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.